This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump made an unannounced trip to Iraq Wednesday to visit U.S. troops stationed there. As VOA White House correspondent Patsy Widakuswara reports, it was the president's first visit to troops in a conflict zone since taking office nearly 2 years ago.
The president's visit to Iraq came a day after Trump held a video conference with military members around the globe from the Oval Office. After the call, he was criticized by some media outlets who reported that he was the first president since 2002 to not visit U.S. troops around Christmas. Last week, Trump made the controversial move of announcing plans to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. He also reportedly ordered the Pentagon to withdraw roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops stationed in Afghanistan beginning next month. Trump's senior advisors and military officials have warned the moves will plunge the region further into chaos. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
A partial government shutdown continued into its fifth day Wednesday with no resolution in sight. President Trump, speaking in Iraq, said he's willing to wait as long as it takes to get the $5 billion he wants for a border wall with Mexico.
We need a wall. So when you say how long is it going to take, when are they going to say that we need border security? When are the Democrats going to say? Don't forget, the Democrats all agreed that you need a wall until I wanted it.
Trump, who 2 weeks ago said he would gladly take responsibility for the government shutdown, said California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is, in his words, calling the shots. Pelosi is widely expected to take over as Speaker of the House of Representatives January 3rd. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have said Trump will never get the money he is asking for. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. After the second death of an immigrant child in its care, Customs and Border Protection says it's checking on other kids it's holding along the southern U.S. border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan says he's ordered secondary checks.
That means paramedics who are also Border Patrol agents checking each child in our custody to determine their health status again, in addition to the original processing.
McAleenan telling CBS This Morning two Coast Guard teams are deploying today to help. He says the agency's devastated by the deaths of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso on Christmas Eve and a 7-year-old girl earlier this month. He says CBP needs more help to ensure the safety of other kids, though the agency's not saying just how many are in custody. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who underwent surgery to remove cancerous tumors from her left lung, has been released from the hospital.